again, and welcome to Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast, where, as always, the focus is on connecting business with grassroots sports and charities, both here in the UK and throughout the world. Proving that very point are global credentials, it is my pleasure now to introduce you to Ramanan Ramadas, from a Koi Sport member, CEO of Tutor Eels, based, I believe, out in Singapore. How are you, Ram? Are you okay?
I'm good today. How are you, Tom?
No, very well. I really appreciate your time just now, because literally the time difference is quite sharp. So I guess early morning for you, evening here in the UK. So thank you once again, Ram. It's massively appreciated.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Top man. Ram, it's always a joy for me to get to know all the phenomenal Koi Sports members whose support is going to really enhance people's lives and communities as well. We'll learn all about that. But just to start, Ram, I'd like to learn a little bit about yourself. So if you could, just tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to your present focus as CEO of Tutor Eels.
Well, I'm a trained teacher. I have 25 years in of experience in the education industry. And I have a deep interest in how technology is used in education. And my master's degree is in fact, both my degrees were in education, and my master's especially was in instructional design and technology. Mm. Also, I've built a few softwares in the past for learning, for the teaching of grammar, for, you know, curating worksheets.
Yes.
So I even did e-assessment platform once. So I have quite a bit of experience in this area. And how I came about to becoming CEO of Tutor Eels is when I was introduced to this group of individuals who are actually developing this video content management platform.
Sounds to me that almost like a culmination of lots of focus, lots of learning, and now you're applying those skills and knowledge for the betterment of other people. I guess the world is changing, and it's changing rapidly, right, Ram? And I suppose it must be quite exciting to see how that's impacting on our educational world. Just give me a bit of an idea into that aspect of your world, and I guess the exciting progress that Tutor Eels enables an educational experience.
Well, sad to say, I was not there when the idea was first envisaged, and I only came in when the product was already completed and it was ready for deployment. And the first time I saw the platform, I was completely blown away, because I've not seen a platform like that, which is one of a kind and none of this kind of platform for teaching and learning. And I was really excited. I came on board as a content creation specialist, but eventually, as we moved along, it was decided I will become the CEO to spearhead the marketing of this platform to different types of institutions where learning is a focal point.
Got you. And so if you could just give me an idea of then the different aspects or areas that you influence at Tutor Eels. Is this aimed at sort of young people right through to sort of adults? What kind of learning needs do you cater for?
Well, we as it's a very generic platform in the sense that people can upload, users, I mean, can upload their videos of their teaching materials. And so this platform was originally meant to manage videos, video content, right? And it's very useful in many learning situations like blended learning, hybrid learning, distance learning, and it could be from elementary school all the way to university as well. And it could also be for vocational training within and in company training as a function of the human resource development department. So there are many users for this platform.
I think that's absolutely fabulous that you're catering for so many different needs. But I guess there's been so many challenges for our world, hasn't there, during the global pandemic? But one thing that has become, I suppose, a positive is that tools like this mean that people have been able to carry on and enhance their skills, keep learning. And, you know, I don't think things will ever go back to quote unquote normal in this regard. In fact, I think it must be quite exciting to have be involved in a world where your technology and the way people embrace it are really kind of, you know, at the forefront of how we're all thinking at the moment.
Oh, definitely, definitely, Tony. I think as the COVID has definitely been a catalyst for a lot of things in the education sphere. Tutorials was actually an idea that was we came up with the idea even before COVID happened, right? And by the time we were really into COVID, the platform was ready. And in many ways, I think a platform like this would definitely be one of those must-have platforms when it comes to learning, because it allows you to teach and share knowledge in a synchronous manner and yet as an asynchronous manner.
And also what I think is really powerful about it as well is the fact that people, I suppose, the users of this who are accessing these great videos can learn at their own pace and in a setting and context that suits them. So they're not being prescriptive to a sort of classroom demands. It's much more, I think, fluid in that sense.
Yes, you're definitely right there. A platform like that actually allows people to learn at their own time and place. They get to pause and come back to it, and they get to also watch it again if they didn't get it the first time around. So it's definitely an evolution of this whole education technology. And it's all going in the right direction. Just not this platform alone, but I've seen many platforms out there which are all headed in the right direction in terms of promoting remote learning and allowing learners to learn at their own pace as well.
Perfect. And obviously, again, you know, talking to you, I think, based in Singapore, but also offices in Sri Lanka. Is this a global reach, the nature of it? Again, I guess, can people access it here in the UK, or do you have a kind of focus at this moment in that sort of Asian market?
Our approach is definitely global. We already have a client in the UK who's using us. In fact, there's a church in Sri Lanka that's using us as well to put up their videos of their sermons and sharing it with their church boards.
Amazing.
So it's just so varied that the users of it. I think it's right now very challenging for me to like rope it in and think of it in one way because the potential for this in the way it can be used is just enormous.
And it must be always changing as technologies improve and new courses get added. It must be a really exciting working world that you're involved in there, Ram.
Oh, definitely. Very, very exciting because we always very keen to find out who's the next person who wants to use our platform and in what ways they want to use it as well. And it's just a matter of time before I can share even more use cases for it.
I just love that. I think you gave a really interesting illustration there because I would not have instantly, when I'm thinking remote learning, have associated that with a church kind of context. So again, I think you've just illustrated wonderfully the dynamic, almost ultra reach that this has equipped people with. So that is absolutely phenomenal. Ram, I have to ask you. People listening to this, I'm sure, are very curious to learn more, explore more, maybe access a course that could enhance their life. And what's the best way to engage with tutorials?
Well, are we talking about potential users of the platform?
Yeah, I would say both. I would say both potential users or maybe people who would like to upload some of their work. So again, best way to engage with you website-wise, social media.
Right. We have our own website, which is tutorials, which is spelled tutorelles.com. And you will find our social media links there as well. But we are on Instagram, we are on LinkedIn, and we are on Facebook as well. You just have to type in tutorials and you'll find us there.
Really encourage people to do this. I think there's truly something for everybody there. And I think you could really maybe just learn something, improve your life in that beautiful, flexible way. Ram, I'm excited to learn more about tutorials. But again, I always am honored to talk here with Koi Sports members who are just doing truly fantastic things. And I'm always very curious to learn. How did you yourself, Ram, learn about Koi Sports? How did you get involved with the network?
Well, my group CEO, Tariq Kasim, was already a member of Koi Sports, and he shared with me the immense opportunity that he has benefited from by joining the Koi network. The regular meetings and the sharing of ideas with the people he's met from different countries has really helped him greatly to extend his marketing reach.
And again, that's almost a synergy there between the kind of fluidity and open nature of your working world and the kind of sharing resources that networks like Koi Sports provide. And I truly believe personally that in this moment that we're living through, it is individuals and organizations who embrace partnership, find synergies and like-minded ideas who will truly thrive. And so I'm excited that that could prove to be the case for your involvement here, Ram. But another thing which is amazing, and there's no debate about it, it's absolutely at the core of what Koi Sports is all about, is that your membership support will go to helping a grassroots sporting organisation. And I know the team there at London City Lionesses are very grateful. Can you just tell me about what it was about them that made you choose those guys as your area of support?
I was very touched by the commitment to the club. Due to COVID, I think they have had quite a number of challenges in trying to manage the club and keep it going. And I think it was a small token from us to have helped them. But I'm happy that we were there just to give that support at that time. And we hope that we can do more in the coming months and years as we grow as a company as well.
Beautiful. And I just really respect that massively. And I know that every single penny will be gratefully received and really will help people. And again, it's not just about the individual group. It's about the ripple effect that this has on communities within that kind of Kent region. It's really massively appreciated. But Ram, coming back now to tutorials, we've spoken about sort of the dynamic nature of your world, the far-reaching possibilities of it. I'm always interested, though, because whilst we've spoken about the pandemic and how you've embraced it and how this is almost now changing our scope of learning, I'd like to learn a little bit about some of the recent challenges that have presented tutorials and how you've overcome them.
Well, one of the challenges that I have met is that a lot of companies, schools, in fact, they tell me they don't have a very large content when it comes to videos. And maybe 3-4 years ago, it would have been difficult to create a video, but now there are so many softwares out there like Canva and Vimeo and so on, where it allows you to put together a video even though you're not necessarily have the experience in it as well, right? And I've seen even in schools, teachers are creating videos for their classroom lessons and they're doing a good job of it, right? But what happens to these videos is that it goes into a shared folder, it's forgotten, and they don't know where it is anymore and it just goes missing. Now, with a platform like this, I think they would be able to store it for future use as well. So I guess that's where I come in to tell them that, look, you know, you might not have a huge content right now, but if you have a platform like this, it gives you the impetus to go and create content because you know you'll be there for a long time to be used again by others as well.
I love that. It's a modern day library, really, isn't it? Where you can kind of access these experts giving their talks. And the thing is as well, we learn well by seeing, don't we? As opposed to, I think, sometimes reading and writing and, you know, you hear these words, but they don't necessarily compute. But when you've got an image to connect to that, it's so much more powerful, isn't it?
Right. Like they say, an image is a picture is worth 1,000 words. But, you know, now we're talking about moving pictures. So imagine how much more that is worth when it comes to learning. So definitely video, I think, is the new way to go when it comes to sharing knowledge. Yes.
Ram, honestly, I salute you. I think you're doing a very, very powerful thing for the world here. I truly, truly do.
Thank you.
I guess it's really almost impossible because things change so rapidly. But I'm really fascinated with your expert take here. Can you project a little bit into the future for tutorials and this remote learning world as to what you think is coming, how these technologies are going to refine and speed up? Can you give me an idea of what you're anticipating in the near future?
Well, YouTube has been there for a long time. And I know that teachers are always going there to pick up resources to teach. And that's very indicative of the direction we are taking when it comes to learning and where we are going. So video has a huge part to play in the coming years as well. And you will definitely see it playing a bigger role in the classroom because many of these videos are pretty much, you know, it's not like somebody wakes up one day and says, look, I want to shoot a video, but there's lots of planning that goes behind it as well, right? So in an educational setting, it's not something that you do on the fly, but you probably need to put together a lot of resources, a lot of thinking behind the video. And it's just a one-time effort that can be reused again and again. Right.
Absolutely.
So in the classroom, the teacher can focus on assessment and understanding rather than on the delivery of lessons. So I think this is where a platform like tutorials will definitely go a long way in helping teachers and trainers as well.
Absolutely. And again, so many diverse people will truly benefit from the work that's being done there. Ram, remind me again, and those listening, how can we best learn more about tutorials? How can we engage with you guys both online and across social media?
Well, we have a website, tutorials.com, and we have our pages on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and Instagram. You just have to search for tutorials, which is tutorels.com.
Perfect. Would heartily recommend engaging with tutorials. If any of this has resonated with you, I'm sure it has. Very easy to engage. Check out tutorials.com or simply engage with them across multiple forms of social media. And I'm sure that it will prove to be life enhancing. Ram, it's enhanced my life to enjoy your company. Can you just give me anything else in closing that you'd like to really bring to our attention about tutorials or anything you just quite like to crystallize in our minds at all?
Well, like I mentioned before, you know, this is it is a very exciting platform for teaching and learning. It's one of a kind and none of its kind. And we'll be most happy to speak to anyone who wants to ask to demo the site to them. And they can always go to the website to find out more about the use cases and the industries they can be used in. And I feel that it's an opportunity that should not, if they're in the teaching and learning space, it's not an opportunity that should easily pass over.
Absolutely. Don't miss this opportunity. You get involved. Easiest way to do so, just to gather more information and possibly pick up a new course. Or if you're engaged with that tutor sphere yourself and want to become a part of this organization, do check out www.tutorreels.com. Ram, thank you once again for your time. It's been a real pleasure to enjoy your company. I absolutely salute you and team and would like to wish you all every continued success, joy and happiness. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Tom. Really nice being here with you today.
Earlier in this very podcast, we've just heard from Koi Sports member Ram Ramadas from Tutor Reels. His support and sponsorship is being directed towards London City Lionesses FC. And now it's my pleasure to welcome to you their very chairman, Paul Vernard. Paul, welcome. How do you do?
I'm very well, thanks. Nice to meet you.
A real pleasure. Absolute joy to appreciate your company. Paul, I always like to get to know the people I speak with before we get into the nitty-gritty of their clubs and what have you. Just give me a little bit of a flavour of your background, I guess, a football man, and what brought you to London City Lionesses?
Yeah, no problem. Well, I mean, like many males in the UK, we love a bit of football, but you know, up until probably 2 years ago, it was limited to being a parent watching my daughter sort of play football.
Sure.
I really got involved with London City Lionesses because my daughter plays at a decent level. She was playing for the Gillingham Regional Talent Club, and at the beginning of COVID, unfortunately, Gillingham decided that they couldn't continue to fund the women's side of their club. We effectively had 60 young girls aged 10 up to age 16 that were left without a club overnight. We couldn't see such talented girls kind of go by the wayside. Mm. So we basically took over the academy of Gillingham RTC whilst we tried to find a home for all of the girls. So we ran that for about a year. And then at the same time, we were working in the background to find a home for the academy, effectively. So a ready-made academy. And London City Lionesses, who are a fairly young club in themselves, we approached them, said, look, you've got a first team. You need girls coming through the academy setup. We've got a ready-made academy with 60 of the best footballers in Kent. Mm. This is easy for you to take over. They basically thought it was a good idea. So we've now joined forces with London City Lionesses, and I'm the sort of chairman of the academy.
Brilliant.
We've got four teams, under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, under 18s. Playing primarily in the Junior Premier League, and they're absolutely smashing it. The pathway from under 12s right the way up into under 18s and then beyond into hopefully the professional women's game in the first team.
Truly what grassroots is all about there. And really, what a story. I guess that won't be a unique one. COVID has been massively challenging for us all, but it's certainly ravaged an awful lot of kind of local community-based sporting clubs massively. I guess just talk me through some of the challenges of those early days and I guess the desire to keep that lifeblood, those young girls with so much talent in the game.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been the biggest challenge was actually the desire to make this work. And when we spoke to the parents, we spoke to all the girls, it was very clear that, you know, they wanted to stay together as teams. They wanted to progress together. They wanted to keep all the talented coaches that we had. So the biggest challenge was the desire. Once we got over that hurdle, it was, okay, well, how do we actually run a club? and that was a steep learning curve.
Yes, I bet.
We had to find pitches to play on. We obviously had the girls. That's the primary focus is the girls. We had the coaches that wanted to stay with us, which was great. So we had some really talented UEFA A and UEFA B coaches. We had to find pitches to train on. Mm-hmm. We had to buy footballs, bibs, cones, goals, everything you would need, first aid bags, you know, just everything you'd need round up. So there was a fair amount of planning involved, a fair amount of kind of support. We did a sort of crowdfunding campaign to try and support the girls and make sure they had a future, which was really successful. We got a little bit of match funding from Sport England. So that really helped us get it off the ground. The girls then designed a logo. So we put that out to the girls and said, right, come on, let's design a logo.
I love that. The girls taking ownership of their of their club. I think that's brilliant.
Absolutely. They chose what colour of kit they wanted to wear. So yeah, it was a real kind of team effort from everyone, from the girls, the parents, the coaches, which was fantastic. And I think that kind of dedication and commitment really sort of stood out for the London City Lionesses and, and, you know, kind of what they, you know, their values. And, you know, they kind of got behind that and thought, actually, this is what we should be backing. We should be supporting this. And, you know, it's just been a roller coaster, let's put it that way, but it's been really rewarding to be involved with.
You know, again, I don't want to kind of glamorize this because I appreciate massively just how challenging this was, a learning curve, as you say, all for the focus of ensuring that these young, talented girls have the opportunity to keep playing the game they love. But tell you what, Paul, you couldn't pitch that to Hollywood. I think there's so much, there is a kind of, you know, movie-esque quality to that. Again, not wishing to hyper-romanticize it, but, you know, like I say, there's a Rocky movie there, maybe. I don't...
Yeah, I don't know who you get to play me. That would be a bit worrying. But anyway, honestly, it's so inspiring to actually see everyone pull together in the community and develop a club that's now... You know, I can't tell you how good these girls are. They're outstanding. You know, the under-18s have won their league with 3 games to go.
Brilliant.
The under-14s have won their league with 4 games to go. The under-16s are mixing it with some of the top teams in the country. It's testament to the girls that they're as good as they are and that they want to keep going. And, yeah, it's, you know, when I look back on the last... 2 years, the roller coaster ride, what we've achieved, you know, it is something to be really proud of. So yeah, I'm
love it. Again, it's what Core Sports truly appreciates. Again, it's that fighting through adversity and again feeding potentially into a much bigger picture, because the London City Lionesses themselves, quite fledgling, but with big aspirations, haven't they?
Absolutely. I mean, they are the only professional female only club that's not supported by a men's team in the background in the top 2 divisions in the UK. They want to stay that way. They have no ambition to start a men's team. It's girls and women all the way. They've been going 3 and a bit years, I believe. So, you know, when we joined up with them, they'd only been going 2 years. So, you know, we've now got this pathway in Kent, which is unique. Yep. There is no other pathway in Kent where a young female footballer can take their skills from age 12, under 12, right the way through to being paid to play a game they love. It really is, it's great. I mean, the London City Lioness team, they've been so supportive. You know, their coaches, their physios, they've all got involved. So, yeah, they're young, they're ambitious, they want to get to the WSL, they want to show that, you know, kind of girl power is living strong and that you can make it in a world where historically it's very male dominated. It's fantastic to be a part of.
It must be, though, exciting times to be involved with the women's game just now, because, of course, in recent memory, England World Cup successes, and I know the Euros just around the corner. Obviously, it will always be, I think, a male-dominated world, but there has been a massive shift in perspective, and I think respect. Have you felt that being involved literally at the kind of front end?
Yeah, I mean, the women's game in the UK is changing immeasurably. It's the fastest growing part of football. There's some stats that came out recently that there's now 3.4 million women playing football in the UK, or actually in England alone, and a million girls between the age of 6 and 16 playing football. That can only be good for the game. Bringing through talent through, you know, better coaching, more investment in the game, more dedication to the game, I think is taken us a long way. I mean, you know, the women's team, you know, on an international stage are the same level as the men's team. You know, they're in the top three or four in the world.
Absolutely.
And, you know, being part of that is quite inspiring.
And that's the carrot. And again, this pathway that's designed there. But ultimately, again, at the very basic level, just a great thing for young girls to be involved with, getting physically active, getting a sense of spirit and community, going to be so key. Paul, if people are listening, want to learn more about your journey and where you guys are going, how can we engage? What's the best website?
The best website for the academy side of things is lclkentpdp.com. It's a bit of a mouthful, but that would get you onto the academy pages where you can find out more about the current squad, any trials. We've got some trials coming up for next season. And then if you want to get learn more about London City Lionesses, it's londoncitylionesses.com, and that will take you into the sort of first team. Find out about the players, the hierarchy, the coaches. You know, so it's those two websites are great. Obviously, social media. Again, if you search for LCL Kent PDP on any of the social media, we're on there. And again, and the same with London City Lionesses. Just search for that, and you'll find a fairly strong theme running through all the social media.
Very transparent, very well worth getting involved with London City Lionesses. In the bigger picture, this kind of feeder project, the first independent, fully professional women's club in London, potentially right across the country, and this very strong, dominant academy going from strength to strength. Always, though, we like to just highlight some of the benefits that Koi Sports membership has provided, again, through these challenging times. Ramadas, great to talk with him from Tutor Reels. I know he's supported you guys there. Just give us a sense of, again, how important this kind of sponsorship is during these particularly challenging times.
Yeah, when all the kind of prices are flying through the roof, you know, the pressure on parents to support their kids in sport, you know, it becomes questionable. Can we afford to do these things? So, you know, all the money that we can bring into the club from sponsorship allows us to really kind of support, keep fees low, make sure that girls have the opportunity to join and make a success of their career. Every penny counts. We don't waste a penny. We need to make sure that it all gets invested back into the future of the girls. So lots of volunteers in the club that don't take anything out. All of the money is invested in quality coaching, quality equipment, giving them the pathway to success. And, you know, it's paying benefits. We found out this week that seven of our players have been identified for the England talent pathway.
Amazing.
Which is, you know, it really kind of supports what we do. We've got about 13 or 14 players that play for the county that are in the national finals.
Brilliant.
Every pound that comes in, we reinvest into the girls, and that's helping them really get to where they want to be in football. So we can't thank any donors, any sponsors enough. And the girls really appreciate it. So, you know, thank you.
Really value that. And again, it's great to see that it is really enabling you guys to flourish. Some fantastic facts there. The atmosphere, the mood in the camp must be so strong, though, with this kind of culture of success you're building.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, it's one thing after another of you know, the club and the players moving forward and success after success. We're so proud of what we've achieved, and we hope that we can continue that and leave a legacy that will benefit many more sort of young girls throughout the Southeast to really reach their aspirations.
if you're listening to this, want to get part of this culture of success, learn more, how can we engage? Again, the best website, social media ways to just learn more, as I say, maybe become part of your booming culture.
Yeah, again, you know, get onto lclkentpdp.com and londoncitylionesses.com. Everything is kind of there. Contact us, get in touch, come and have an open trial, see what we're all about. You know, if you like it and we like you and you want to join, I'm sure you'll get a place.
Absolutely. You could fall in love. You could find a new passion. And again, just maybe pick up a few keys to success. What's to lose? Paul, it's been a real pleasure to appreciate your company. I'm really thrilled that through such trying times, that it's really boom times at the moment. Anything in closing you'd just like to crystallize or go over at all?
Well, I think all I'd say is that, you know, we're one club of many. There are loads of clubs throughout the country. You know, find them, get involved, be part of something that's really quite exciting. It's a great time to be in women's and girls football. And who knows, you could be the next person picking up a World Cup.
Absolutely. Big things happening in the women's game right now and a great time to get involved. Paul, as I say, real joy to appreciate your company. I'm wowed by what you're accomplishing and I'm sure it will continue to go to great guns there. Thank you so much indeed for your time and I wish you, everybody there at the Academy, all the way right through to the London City Lionesses as they chase their big dreams. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thanks. It's good to speak to you.
This has been Tony Rice for Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. If you like what you've heard and are interested in becoming a member of Koi Sports CIC or simply looking for more information about all our phenomenal members and, of course, the amazing work being done here, take a moment and simply visit www.koisports.co.uk. I'll repeat, that's www.koisports.co.uk. And be sure to listen in next week for another Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast.